This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 24th July, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Tonight, the skies over Tel Aviv are clear with a gentle breeze. Meanwhile, Jerusalem is enjoying a warm and pleasant evening. For those in Haifa, expect a cool night ahead. Now, here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports the scenarios that could draw Israel into war with Iran and the one that may keep it out. This comes amid threats of an unprecedented attack from Trump and warnings from Western intelligence about a potential strike from Tehran. Also, according to the Jerusalem Post from just minutes ago, oil has settled over $10 to Syria as Houthi attacks intensify Middle East supply risks. This marks the first time since May that prices have exceeded this level. Also this hour, Walla reports that in Israel, experts estimate the crisis with Iran has reached a point of no return, driven by Trump's sense of revenge. Explosions in Tehran continue, revealing internal divisions within the regime. Separately, JNS announced earlier today that Washington has sanctioned an Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood official and others linked to Hamas. The U.S. aims to expose those enabling Hamas through various networks. And finally, I-24 News reports the U.S. Treasury also sanctioned senior Muslim Brotherhood officials and Hamas financial networks earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Visegrad 24 shared news just minutes ago about 19-year-old Angel Ramprasad, who was killed by an Iranian missile in Jordan. Her mother expressed immense pride in her daughter's service and sacrifice. Open Source Intel posted an updated map of U.S. strikes across Iran earlier tonight. This map details the ongoing military actions. Raylan Givens, known for his commentary on Middle Eastern affairs, reported that Iran has rejected the ceasefire proposal sent by Trump through the Iraqi Prime Minister. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the tense situation with Iran, Ynet explains the complexities of Israel's position as both threats and potential attacks loom. Trump's aggressive stance adds to the uncertainty, while Western intelligence points to possible preemptive actions from Tehran. For Israelis, the stakes are high, with security and diplomacy hanging in the balance. Turning to the surge in oil prices, the Jerusalem Post highlights the impact of recent Houthi attacks on Middle Eastern oil supplies, pushing prices above the $10 mark. These developments underscore the fragility of the region's energy market and could result in increased costs for consumers globally. Meanwhile, Walla's report on the internal crisis in Iran highlights divisions within Tehran's leadership. As explosions continue, the regime faces internal strife, with Trump's influence further complicating matters. This internal discord may affect Iran's foreign policies and regional stability. Moving on to the U.S. sanctions, JNS details Washington's efforts to target those supporting Hamas. By focusing on financial networks and individuals under various guises, the U.S. reinforces its stance against terrorism. This action is likely to strain relations with affected countries and organizations. In a related development, I-24 News reports on the broader sanctions against the Muslim Brotherhood and Hamas networks. These measures aim to disrupt financial flows and weaken the operational capabilities of these groups. The implications for regional politics and security are significant, as alliances may shift in response. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that after a significant rally, Intel must prove its turnaround is real. Investors are eagerly awaiting earnings to assess sales growth, especially driven by AI demand and foundry progress. Separately, Globes reveals that WSC Sports plans to lay off over 60 employees. The Israeli company, known for its sports highlight technology, faces challenges in adapting to market demands. And finally, Ynet Business explores the rising costs of living a premium lifestyle, with cities like Zurich and Monaco climbing the ranks. The 10. 2% increase reflects stronger currencies affecting luxury expenses. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 5 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.